The theme of this year's NEA convention is We Educate America. Nearly 9,000 public school teachers and education support professionals are attending the week-long event. They will look at several pressing issues facing school systems nationwide, including school safety and gun violence prevention, Common Core state standards, threats to eliminate small class sizes, and other hot-button issues addressed by the General Assembly this year. Rodney Ellis is president of the North Carolina Association of Educators. He is representing the Tar Heel State at the convention. He says the number one issue facing educators in North Carolina is salaries.
It is such because we currently rank 46th in the country and will probably be 48th next year in salaries.
The salary ranking is according to a recent report by the National Education Association. The report says the average public school teacher's salary in North Carolina is around $45,900. Ellis says entry-level teacher salaries in the state average around $30,000 to $32,000. The report ranks New York with the highest average salary for a public school teacher at around $73,000. Ellis says the changes are discouraging.
It would take a 4% increase just to get us up to the level of South Carolina, and who would have ever thought that North Carolina would be striving to reach a level at which South Carolina is, and that's no disrespect intended to South Carolina, but just the fact that we've always been a leader in public education. And it makes it difficult for us to attract and retain the best and brightest educators out there. It also causes a hardship for many educators who invest a lot of their personal funds into providing quality education for our students.
But despite the challenges and lack of resources educators face, Ellis says he plans to share a bright spot with other assembly members. Last year, North Carolina's high school graduation rate jumped to 80.2%, the highest four-year graduation rate ever reported in the state. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.